From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey with today's edition of your RM World Travel Minute. Thanks for tuning in. Earlier this month, Mary and I were out in Utah for the latest big Let's Go America tour, and during our travels, we spent some time enjoying parts of the famed Great Salt Lake. The first thing we noticed was how low it was, with large areas of the lake bed visible with dried or clay-like muck. As we shared during our live broadcast from there on April 11th, Mother Nature hasn't been kind to Utah this past winter, as they had a severely low snowfall, and frankly, I won't be surprised if we see and hear about wildfires there this summer. The Trump administration has also taken notice, having proposed $1 billion in federal funding to acquire more water to reverse decades of the shrinking lake. Josh Romney, Mitch's son, thinks it's going to take $5 billion and about 260 billion gallons of water to fix things and end what's referred to as water overuse by agriculture of the lake. The number one reason is drying up, actually. Utah's governor has also announced a plan to top up the lake. I hope it all proves successful, as the Great Salt Lake of Utah is impressive, folks. More travel info awaits you at rmworldtravel.com.